We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we were talking earlier about my buddy who was trying to get engaged and how I was helping him out and how I got all these ads on my phone now that are geared toward engagement rings, and now we've got the Shane Company ads playing during the break. Someone texted me, they said, are they just doing this to troll you? I said, probably. More than likely, they are. It is that time of year, after all. It is like, you know, Valentine's Day and whatnot. That a lot of that chatter kind of comes around and rears its ugly head when it comes to those things. Ken Roundtree on the other side of the glass is shaking his head, saying, no, not me. No, not me. He says he's had enough. He said he's had enough. I've had enough, too. And again, this is not a new thing. This is not a new problem. But we've gotten to the point now where I think it's time to pay the piper when it comes to the NBA and load management. Like, I didn't go to the game on Wednesday between the Hawks and the Clippers. But if I would have gone and basically seen the Trailless Hawks, now Trey was hurt, and the load management Clippers, the G League Clippers, with Montrezl Harrell and Rodney Magruder, and names that are only household names if you are a college basketball junkie that's even junkier than Deshaun Tate is, our guy Deshaun Tate, much respect. But only if you're one of those people would you have found Wednesday night's game thoroughly enjoyable and felt like you had gotten fair value for your ticket, especially for an opponent who only plays once in the city of Atlanta this season that was supposed to have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George involved. And I understand that there is a formula for doing this, especially with Kawhi, because it was proved part and parcel with the Raptors winning the championship a year ago under this particular model. But doesn't that show you that the schedule in the NBA is out of whack? And even so, when you have people like our own esteemed Mike Conti who use the term schedule loss like it's just okay to have, is the NBA really just trying to exert, hey, we don't want another team winning 72 like the Bulls did or like the Golden State Warriors did a couple of years ago? Is that what we're trying to accomplish here in the NBA? Is that what we're trying to do here? Because if that's what we're trying to do here, then you as a fan are not getting fair value for what you're seeing either on TV or in the building. Now, I've always been a proponent that the NBA schedule needs to be probably around 54 to 60 games. I know that that type of reduction would be met with just incredulity. Like people would be incensed. There'd be no reason that NBA owners would ever want to agree to that. There's no reason they would want to agree to that without at least a very marked increase in the take when it comes to these games. However, is it worth it? Is the night in, night out somewhat PR hit worth it for you when it comes to the take that you get for some of these games? Now, in Atlanta, we draw pretty well. For a team that has 11 wins, we draw pretty well. Fan base here is incredible. But think about some of these other places in the NBA. Think about like Charlotte. Think about Orlando. Think about some of these teams that basically serve as nothing other than concert venues, concert stops, tour stops on the NBA concert tour that is your regular season. Just stops along the way for players like LeBron and Giannis and Luka and Trey and the superstars of our era basically coming to these towns and they don't show up. That turns off a fan base. That turns off people. And again, I don't want to hear about how awesome the game is in Europe and in overseas. Playing a game in Paris does nothing for Willie P. Playing a game in China does nothing for Willie P. I don't care. Allow me to be somebody who is America first in this particular entity. Allow me to play the games here. Let me worry about a game here. What does that do for me here in Atlanta? Does nothing for me other than give me something to watch in the middle of the day because they're playing in the middle of the day because of the time difference. So far be it for me to sit here and worry about Adam Silver and trying to, you know, enrich the game globally. Yeah, no, I don't care. You have a problem domestically. It's the worst regular season of any of the four major sports, if you could even call hockey a major sport anymore. As much as I love it, it's not. But the playoffs is big. The playoffs are huge. The playoffs bring ratings, and the playoffs also bring a different style of basketball than the regular season is. Maybe, and I'm just spitballing here, maybe you expand the playoffs, allow more people in, because you know that the games get more intensified in that realm than they are in the regular season. I know the playoffs are already a month and a half, 2 months long. So far be it for me to want to already expand what is the longest postseason of any major sport. But if anything, I want more opportunities to see the players at the highest level play at that level. I don't want these back-to-backs. The back-to-backs are killer, especially the cross-regional back-to-backs. The Hawks had to play one last weekend where they were in San Antonio late Friday, had to come back here, play Saturday, and there was no shot for them to beat the Pistons. And there's a couple others that are just are mind-numbing. They have one where they have to host New York and then play the next night in Orlando, two nights after that in Cleveland. That's a brutal stretch. That's hard. That's difficult. It's one thing to play back-to-backs in your own building, but it's another thing to have to do something like that. They have another one later on this season where they have to go at Philadelphia, then they have to go at Golden State 4 days later, then at Sacramento the next night, then at Utah two nights later. Tell me how that doesn't feel like you're getting screwed. It's a little bit getting screwed. So because of that, I personally don't understand that. And you also feel like, too, that the teams are kind of getting screwed, too. Texter, the 404, says, the American millennial is a wuss. Hope he's not talking about me. Jabbar and Jordan played 80 games at 40. Millennials want top pay with half the work. Can't disagree with you. And don't give me this garbage about how the league is more physical now and whatnot. Baloney. Look at the old bad boy Pistons and Bulls games of the 80s and 90s. Come on. Look at those old Knicks-Bulls series. Think there wasn't any bumping and grinding going on there? Here's the way the league is now. You go to the ground with continuation and shoot the ball up. If it doesn't go in, then the whistle comes 5 minutes later. That's the way the NBA works now. So, again, I'm not saying that, and this is somebody, I love basketball. I love the NBA. I love the NBA more now than I love college because college has been ruined by the one-and-done rule. Ruined. Can we get it to a point where we have guys playing in every game? Can we get it to a point where maybe the regular season turns into more of a statement event and not this what we consider a preamble for the postseason, please? Willie P. in the house, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Non-sports story of the day that'll make you smile and smirk. This one is a doozy, and one that I'm sure nobody thought this was going to happen after this law was passed. Nobody saw this coming, except it happened.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.